welcome back to Newsy's Latest Headlines. I'm Johanna Grenaway here with a look at some of the top stories we're tracking right now. A bipartisan group of 10 senators reached a deal on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan Thursday. President Biden encouraged senators to come up with a plan while he's away in Europe, but the White House is not involved in these negotiations, and it's unclear if enough senators will support the agreement. The deal calls for $1.2 trillion to be spent over 8 years, with $579 billion of that money in new spending. Although the plan would be fully paid for, it does not call for an increase in corporate taxes, which President Biden wants. Some options that lawmakers are considering to pay for the deal include potential revenue from uncollected income taxes and untapped COVID-19 relief funds. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the group of seven nations will commit to sharing at least 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines with countries in need around the world. Johnson said 100 million doses will come from the UK, and earlier on Thursday, President Biden pledged 500 million more doses of Pfizer's vaccine on behalf of the U.S. He urged global allies to join in to fight the pandemic and help make vaccines widely available everywhere.
America knows firsthand the tragedies of this pandemic. This is about our responsibility, our humanitarian obligation to save as many lives as we can, and our responsibility to our values. We value the inherent dignity of all people. In times of trouble, Americans reach out to offer help and offer a helping hand. Just as the American economy is recovering, it is in all of our interest to have the global economy begin to recover as well. And that won't happen unless we can get this pandemic under control worldwide.
And in other news, the wife of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman pleaded guilty Thursday to charges in the U.S. and admitted that she helped her husband run his multi-billion-dollar criminal empire. Emma Coronel Aispuro pled guilty to three federal offenses as part of a plea deal with prosecutors. Those charges include knowingly and willfully conspiring to distribute heroin, cocaine, marijuana, and methamphetamines. Aispuro also pleaded guilty to a money laundering conspiracy charge and to engaging in transactions with a foreign narcotics trafficker. The 31-year-old was arrested in February and has been in jail since then. Thanks for watching Newsy. We'll be back with more headlines soon, but stick around right here for other top stories coming your way.